This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Here's an observation. The best way to understand society and the people in it is to think of every circle of people with a belief system as being a cult. And once you come to understand that, you'll realize that humans are almost universally irrational. Humans do not decide to believe things based on what is true, what is experimentally provable, what is even mathematically evident. They decide on what to believe based on social cues, which include looking at false authority figures and believing they have real authority, or taking cues from their friends and family members, social pressure. And this is true in science, which is supposed to be based on mathematics and proof and evidence and rationality. Nonsense. You want to see irrational cultism in science? Just look at string theory. You've got thousands of scientists who believe in string theory, and they think it's real, and they can't experimentally prove any of it. It's just a theory. It's a cult. String theory followers are just as much cultists as, I don't know, what was it called? Applegate? What was that guy in California? Applegate was his last name. He had the some cult where they thought they were going to meet the mothership on the opposite side of an asteroid that was coming to Earth or something. Heaven's Gate. Yes. Thank you. Heaven's Gate cult. Applegate. Incredible. But scientism is a cult too. Scientism. And it's an irrational belief in science that is not supported by the evidence or facts. But I just mentioned science as one example. You can find, of course, cultism in medicine, big time, but also cultism in finance. And this is actually the topic that I wanted to focus on here was finance. You've got people who are running Wall Street right now. They think that the world, that they're getting rich because they keep buying and selling debt, and debt keeps cascading and multiplying through the system. And so everybody thinks they're getting rich because they're all, in essence, skimming off the creation of debt. And so global debt keeps increasing by astonishing amounts to now, I don't know, $350+ trillion in global debt. We're talking about municipal bonds, government bonds. We're talking about, you know, commercial real estate debt. We're talking about corporate bonds, which are, of course, corporations issuing debt with a promise to repay later. And many other forms of debt. And yet it's a cult because when you look at it, the belief that all this debt can be paid back is wildly irrational. It's just like believing in string theory or believing in the multiverse, the multiple universes, parallel universes, science fiction stuff that a lot of these, you know, science cult people like to push because it sounds cool. But in reality, just another cult. In fact, if you really take a closer look at the cultism that drives much of humanity, you'll quickly come to understand that almost all the things that we are taught or that we believe ourselves, things that are taught in the history books, in the science books, medicine, biology, chemistry, all these things are not really literal. They are metaphors. They are narratives, stories that we tell ourselves. I like to talk about chemistry, for example. You look at organic chemistry and carbon bonds, and you start diagramming out molecules, and you look at the carbons and the hydrogens and the oxygens, and you draw these things on a flat piece of paper. And then you talk about positive and negative charges and ions and, you know, single bonds and double bonds and all these things. This is not real. These are mental metaphors for what's actually happening. They're stories that we tell ourselves. Same thing like when you see an ad on TV and it's a depression drug, and the ad says, oh, your depression might be caused by a brain chemistry imbalance. And they show a little diagram of little green triangles floating along to lock into, you know, purple receptacles, like in your neurons. They say, your brain cells are lacking this chemical. And then they show the green triangles fitting in like a like a key and a lock. And they're saying, and this will restore you to normalcy. You won't be depressed, right? It's all bull. It's cartoonish. It's laughable. It's not even real. It's a cartoon-like approach. The same way you might teach children about the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus. Oh, a man comes down the chimney with a bag full of toys, and he eats milk and cookies and leaves your toys under the Christmas tree, and then he escapes back up the chimney. Yeah, and depression is caused by a chemical deficiency in the neurons of your brain, which these little green chemical triangles, which are called selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, they fit into those cells. You know, it's the same garbage. You know, the drug industry talks to adults like they're five-year-olds, and in some cases they're probably correct in terms of the cognitive potential, but they think we're all like that, and we're not. But my point is that this is the way things happen all across society, finance, money, banking. Like, listen to this. You've heard this before. Well, gosh, you should do monthly averaged investing where you buy, you know, $200 worth of a mutual fund every month, month after month. And over time, thanks to the laws of compounding interest, look how much you will have. You'll have, you know, $300,000 after 30 years to retire on. They tell you this story. Well, it's complete fiction because, of course, the value of the money is decreasing every year because the money supply is being debased by the Federal Reserve creating new money. So you're losing 5% every year. In other words, 30 years down the road, you might have $300,000 or $1 million or whatever the case may be, but it's not worth what it's worth today. And so when these salespeople selling these, you know, whole life insurance policies and annuity policies and even just Wall Street investment funds and things like that, mutual funds, and they're talking to young people, to a young person who doesn't know anything, you know, $1 million down the road sounds like a lot of money. Problem is, when you, by the time you get there, $1 million is worth very little. The average house might cost $10 million by that time because money is becoming increasingly worthless. You know, the U.S. dollar has lost over 98% of its value since the Federal Reserve came into existence, which I believe was 1913, if I'm not mistaken. So there you go. Money's becoming worthless. So all this compounding interest nonsense, these are just narratives and stories that people are told like little school children. Again, it's like the Easter Bunny. I mean, what the hell kind of story is that anyway? Rabbits don't lay eggs. Did you know that? Rabbits run around and lay eggs in secret locations with colorful rainbows. I'm like, really? You believe that stuff? You know, kids do, but it turns out adults do too. And those adults are called PhD candidates in science. And they believe in string theory, which is like the Easter Bunny of subatomic particle physics, right? And doctors are like little children, and they believe, oh, your depression is caused by a deficiency of a chemical drug, a medication that just happens to pay them kickbacks if they prescribe it often enough. And there are many more examples like this. People believe in the stock market. If they just buy now, oh, the market is fair and it's regulated, it must be fair. Just keep buying every month, and you'll be able to retire with a good retirement fund. Well, except for the fact that the market is wildly overvalued right now, and that companies go under, like Lehman Brothers did, and Goldman Sachs almost did in 2008, or Bear Stearns, and so on, that companies go broke, and they just take all your money with them as they go down. They just destroy your money. So reality is very different from the fairy tales that you're told. And my job is to wake you up to reality and kind of shake you out of the fairy tales and the mass hypnosis that you've been punished by, and get you to wake up and realize that almost everything you are told by any authority figure, a doctor, a scientist, an investment advisor, the media, a university, almost everything that you are told is a form of bullshit in one way or another. And that reality is not something that people are taught to perceive or even believe in, because reality doesn't fit the narratives that want to be pushed by all of these for-profit industries and all these ideologies that happen to serve the interests of power and profit of a very small circle of the protected elite. So that's the truth of how the world really works. If you'd like to hear more on similar topics, similar analyses, visit my website, counterthink.com, where I'm filming videos on similar topics. Counterthink.com. My name is Mike Adams. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.